So the Oscars were announced recently, and there were a lot of great films nominated. But as always, there have been some quote unquote snubs. And there are some people upset online that their favorite film did not get nominated. A lot of people were thinking that maybe Spider-Man No Way Home might get nominated for Best Picture. I have not seen it yet, so I cannot say one way or the other if I agree with them or not, but it seems like this is a theme that is continuing. And, it happens every year. The nature of creating lists, just by its nature, is exclusionary. It doesn't matter how long the list is, there's going to be people upset that this movie or that movie or this actor or this actress or whatever was not added to that list. It could, they could nominate 50 movies for Best Picture every year, and there would still be people upset that their favorite film did not get nominated. So I think, it's an inevitability, just, from the nature of making lists that some people's favorite movies are not going to get nominated for Best Picture. That just comes with the territory that there's going to be people upset, and that's just that's the way it's always been. And that's the way it's always going to be. When the Academy Awards first started, they did do 10 nominations for Best Picture, and then for decades it was just five. And in recent years they've kind of, it was 10, but then they it was like a set in stone that it was going to be 10 after, after 2008. A lot of people think 2008, The Dark Knight, came out. It was one of the, highest grossing films of the year. It was, acclaimed by critics and audiences alike. It got nominated for a bunch of other categories at the Oscars. Heath Ledger won the posthumous Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. But Christopher Nolan did not get nominated for Best Director, and the film did not get nominated for Best Picture. And then in 2009, they, changed the format from five nominees to 10 nominees. And a lot of people think that it was because the snub, when Dark Knight got snubbed. And we use that word a lot, snub, when we're talking about award shows and stuff. And I just kind of want to, I think it gets thrown around too much. Some people say, a snub is, oh, my favorite movie didn't get nominated, or my favorite actor or performance or whatever, my favorite soundtrack, song, whatever, didn't get nominated, so now I'm gonna call it a snub. People are saying Spider-Man No Way Home got snubbed. People are also saying that that Denis Villeneuve got snubbed, because Dune was nominated for 10 awards, including Best Picture, but Denis Villeneuve was not nominated for Best Director. And that's another thing, there's a discrepancy between, picture and director. There's 10 movies are nominated for Best Picture, but there's only five nominees for Best Director. So, at least five people are gonna get excluded from that Best Director category. But anyway, going back to snubs, what I think of when I think of a snub, to me, a snub is when a movie or an actor, or actress or whatever has a legitimate chance to win the award and it does not even get nominated. There's lots of movies that, or performances that could deserve a nomination, but just because a performance or a film may deserve to get nominated and it doesn't get nominated, that doesn't necessarily mean that it has been snubbed to me. So people may have thought that Spider-Man No Way Home deserved to get nominated for Best Picture, and since it didn't, therefore it is snubbed. But for me, There's no chance in hell that a movie like Spider-Man No Way Home is going to win Best Picture, especially this year with all the other great films that are out. So I don't think it was a snub. A snub for me would be like the Lego Movie in like 2015 or 2016, whenever that movie came out. It was not even nominated for Best Animated Picture. And I think it had a legitimate shot of winning. I think a lot of people, you think the buzz around that movie, a lot of industry insiders and professionals and, award show experts, thought that the Lego Movie would win the award. And then when it wasn't even nominated, that to me is considered, that's what I would consider a snub. Like I said before, The Dark Knight with Christopher Nolan for Best Director, or The Dark Knight for Best Picture. I feel like a lot of people thought that film had a legitimate chance of winning both of those awards, and then when it wasn't nominated for either, then that to me is a snub. This year, I would consider Denis Villeneuve as a snub for Best Director because the film got nominated in 10 other categories, including Best Picture. So the director is in charge of all of that stuff. The director is the captain of the ship, so to speak. And if the captain of the if all of the individual pieces get nominated, and all of the individual pieces are worthy of a nomination or worthy of recognition, shouldn't the architect, the captain of the ship that put all those pieces together, shouldn't they also, be recognized for their achievements? So I think that's a snub. But I guess my point in all of this is saying is that this is just the nature of the Oscars, is that the Oscars is a specific group of people. It is a large group of people. They're working on making it a more diverse group of people, whether it be, people of color, younger, voting members, women, instead of just men. The Academy has been taking great steps to diversify their membership so that they can get, more recognition on international films. Just recently, Parasite won Best Picture. It's a Korean film. 10 years ago, that would have never happened. 15 years ago, that would have been unheard of that a film wins best. Used to be called Best Foreign Language Film. Now it's called Best International Film, and also win Best Picture. That's just unheard of. I don't know if that's ever happened before, in the history of the Academy Awards. But my point is that the just like the Golden Globes has their voting members, the Academy Award has their voting members. There's other awards, the BAFTAs, the British, essentially the British Academy Awards, has their voting members. And those organizations have certain tastes, and they are allowed to pick whatever movies they want to recognize. They are allowed to pick whichever film they want to recognize, and if it goes against the populace, then in my opinion, that's their right. Just because the Academy Awards are the most popular and, perceived as the most prestigious awards in the industry, that does not mean that they have to recognize films that the average moviegoer enjoys seeing. It does not mean that they have to recognize films that are successful at the box office. They are entitled to recognize the types of films that they want to recognize. They're an independent organization, and they can do whatever they want. They can nominate whoever they want. They can give awards to whoever they want. And in my opinion, I don't think they should care what the people say. And you know, I think the masses, the average moviegoer, has to recognize that. You know, why do people always say, why do the Oscars always nominate these films that nobody's ever seen? Well, that's because just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it's not a good film, number one. Just because it didn't make a lot of money doesn't mean it's not a good film, number two. And just because they nominated it doesn't necessarily mean, on the reverse, it doesn't necessarily mean that you should watch it or that it is a movie that you would like. You know, the Academy has a certain type of movie that they like. They like movies about movies. You know, they like movies about acting. They like movies about Hollywood, that kind of shows behind the scenes. They like movies that are historical dramas, you know, a la Lincoln or Schindler's List or anything like that. They like dramas in general over comedies or action films. But you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that they never nominate films that are popular. You know, Mad Max Fury Road got tons of nominations. It was nominated for Best Picture. You know, Avatar, Up, you know, Titanic, you know, basically, you know, Black Panther got nominated for Best Picture. You know, there's all these films that get nominated. They do, on occasion, recognize popular films, films that are that make a lot of money at the box office, and films that the average moviegoer has probably seen. You know, they nominated movies like District 9. You know, I can, you know, the list goes on. It's not like they don't nominate popular movies. You know, so I just feel like a lot of times, the Academy does things that the average moviegoer doesn't like because the average moviegoer doesn't understand what the Academy is and doesn't understand how they do things. And the average moviegoer is, I'm gonna be careful here, at the risk of sounding pretentious, the voting members of the Academy more than likely have a higher standard for what is considered a good film than the average moviegoer. The voting members of the Academy are industry professionals, you know, that they work with sound editors, with cinematographers, with directors. They are former directors or current directors themselves, and you know, producers and executives, and they are, theoretically, they're supposed to be the experts in their field. You know, they are the ones that know what they're talking about, and that doesn't mean that the average moviegoer doesn't. But the idea is that these are the experts, these are the professionals, and these are the ones that have the qualifications to be able to say what is good and what is not, or what is worthy of recognition in their eyes. And that's why I think that they don't care. The Academy doesn't care about whether a movie was popular or not. You know, just because something is popular doesn't mean it's good. You know, look at the Transformers movies. They make billions of dollars, not necessarily highbrow kind of in entertainment. It's just loud explosions and stuff like that. You know, Fast and the Furious movies, very popular, make a lot of money, probably not ever going to get nominated for any kind of awards ever. So I just think that people need to recognize that the Academy is an independent organization and they can do what they want. It doesn't matter. The Oscars and the Academy, they don't have to do anything. They don't have to nominate the movies that people watch or the movies that the majority of moviegoers think are good or think are deserving. They get to choose for themselves. And that's it. That's where the buck stops with them. And whatever they decide, that's it. You know, you as a film lover or as a moviegoer, you get to decide what you like and what you think is worthy of your time to spend on it, of your free time, you know. And it shouldn't matter what some awards organization says about what you like. You like what you like. Go see what you like. Watch what you like. Spend money on what you like. And just like it. And don't care what anybody else says. If you think the Transformers movies are the greatest movies ever, so be it. You know, that's, you know, if that's your cup of tea, that's on you. I have no say in that. Film and art in general is objective. And the Academy Awards and the voting members of the Academy, it's objective. This is their subjective. I mean, this is their subjective opinion. You have your subjective opinion, and, you know, a lot of times they're not going to match up. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that the Academy is wrong and you're right, or you're wrong and the Academy is right. It's whatever you bring to it, whatever you get out of it. If you like it, if it entertains you, if it moves you, then, you know, that's up to you to decide. And you shouldn't let an awards organization dictate what you think is good and what you think is worthy of your time. You know, for someone who is just looking to get into films and to try to understand, you know, the art of filmmaking, the Academy Awards is a good reference for you to kind of build your own tastes and see if that matches up. And, you know, it's going through all the old Best Picture nominees or all the old Best Picture winners and watching them, you can kind of get an idea of the history of filmmaking through doing something like that, you know. And it's a good jumping off point or starting point for someone who's looking to get into, you know, being more of a cinephile than just an average moviegoer. But it should not dictate what your opinion is of those movies. If the Academy gives an award to a movie that you think is trash, which has happened many times for me, then I don't try to force myself to like it because the Academy likes it. I watch it and I form my own opinion of it. And if they don't match up, that's okay. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean that the Academy is wrong. It might, you know, make you question, like, what the heck were they thinking when they nominated this awful movie, or, you know, this terrible performance or whatever. But, you know, that doesn't mean that they were wrong. And that doesn't mean that, you know, film history will look on that, on those nominations poorly or whatever, you know. So I guess those are just my thoughts on the Oscars in general. I know there's a lot of nominations that I could go through, but I kind of just wanted to give you my thoughts on why I think, you know, the Oscars are important, but ultimately they're not at the same time. They're important for the history of filmmaking. They're very prestigious awards. They can help you kind of understand what the industry thinks is good, but that should not dictate what you personally think is a good film. That's for you to decide on your own. And, you know, a lot of times that's not going to match up, and that's okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next time.